And now, let's return to Consult Us on Business on TalkZone.com. Here's Frank Bisconti.
Welcome back to the show. We are speaking with Ed Bisconti, the Sales and Marketing Supervisor for MedOp, Inc., a leading dietary supplement manufacturer and distributor headquartered down in Florida. Welcome back, Ed.
Thank you.
Before we took the break, we wanted to pick your brain a little bit because this is a show about small businesses here in America. So now that we got a good feel for what products your company sells, let's talk about the business in general, especially your experiences with the business over the last 5 years since you've been there. Have you seen the recession affecting your business at all?
Well, definitely. We have. You know, the vitamin industry is kind of looked upon as somewhat recession-proof because people's mindsets kind of change. When they have a little bit less money, they want to try to stay a little bit healthier so they don't have to ring up any doctor bills. So oddly enough, it seems that the vitamin industry has a tendency to stay the same or maybe even get a little bit better because people are actually trying to take care of themselves better. That being said, now this, whatever it is you want to call it, that we're going through right now financially in this country, has definitely, you know, hit us. Our unit sales are down a bit. However, they're not down tremendously. And it is our job to help increase those unit sales, obviously.
Okay. One thing we touched on in the first segment was that your product line specifically targets, or a larger portion of your target market are seniors.
Right.
Do the seniors have the ability to charge off these supplements, you know, through Medicare or Medicaid?
Unfortunately, no. However, there has been some recent developments in certain laws that help with, like, cafeteria plans or what's another word for cafeteria plans? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Flexible spending accounts. There you go. That's what I was looking for. If you get approval from your doctor, not all of them, but a lot of them will go ahead and accept a prescription written by your doctor, and then you can go ahead and submit that to your flexible spending account and get reimbursed for it if it's a nutraceutical recommended by your doctor. So, again, that's not for every single one, but because of the recent changes in the laws, that's actually something that's being utilized now by a lot more people.
Are there supplements that MedOp offers prescription-driven?
No. No, they're not. They're all considered all-natural. It's almost like considered to be a food product. So, like, certain states that don't have tax on food or anything, there wouldn't be any tax on our products either.
Got it. Got it. So without disclosing any confidential information, can you give us an idea of what MedOp's sales curve has looked like, say, over the last 5 years?
Okay. Over the last 5 years, it has, like I said, we've primarily stayed pretty even. Our unit sales are slightly down, but that's really the best description of it.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna challenge you a little bit here.
Go ahead.
This is put you on the hot seat. So you are the sales and marketing supervisor,
right?
And therefore, in today's economy, you actually have one of the most important jobs in the country, because your job is to try to expand a business and
a niche business on top of that.
Yeah, not only a niche business, but, you know, as we talk about on the show, as any business expands, the result of that will be the expansion of the economy.
Right.
So growing sales will eventually lead to hiring of more people, which will increase consumer spending. So my question is this: how do you feel about being in a position responsible for driving the entire U.S. economy?
Wow. No pressure on that one, right? Actually, you know, as far as a larger scale is concerned, I don't think of that on a day-to-day basis. I do what I think all good salespeople do. They focus on the task at hand, and they come up with good ideas. They develop those ideas, and they make sure that they're prepared for any questions, and they go from there.
Okay. You know, one thing that we've talked about a lot over the last several shows here is, you know, the unemployment rate in the U.S. being over 9% now. I don't know what it is specifically in Florida. Do you know what the unemployment rate is in your state?
It's higher than that. I know it's higher. I think it's closer to 13.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah. That's pretty dramatic. And that is an unadjusted number.
Right.
Has MedUp been doing much hiring over the last 5 years?
Actually, no, we really haven't. We're actually looking into different ways to streamline things. I wouldn't say we're going through massive layoffs or anything like that, but we just have been looking for more cost-effective ways to do our business. We're going to be getting a new encapsulator that does a lot more units, you know, per hour than, say, like someone standing there and doing it manually. So, you know, those things are definitely coming into play for the long haul, you know, kind of tightening our production and tightening our product knowledge and stuff like that.
What exactly would drive more hiring at MedUp?
As far as I am concerned, more accounts. You know, getting into, like I talked about before, the Walmart Vision Centers, we actually have a couple of campaigns in the works now, you know, to get into possibly some sporting related areas, you know, just to drive up sales that way and get our name out there more. Primarily, that's what we're looking to do as a sales and marketing department, is to get our name in front of other people as cost effectively as possible.
Okay. Now, another theme that runs through my book and through my show every single week, and I don't know the answer to this question, so I will apologize in advance if it's going to be a bad answer for you. But it's a very simple question. Do you plan?
Period.
Yeah. Do you plan? I mean, you are the sales and marketing supervisor. I assume you are reporting directly to the owner and president of the company. Do you create an annual sales and marketing plan in order to try to find new ways and measure new ways to drive sales in your company?
Yes, actually we do. A huge, huge help in that is contact management software. It gives you the ability to not only keep track of all of your current clients, but also to see what the numbers are as far as how they're ordering, the trends that they're ordering. Contact management software has been a huge key in helping develop not only, you know, what we've done to this point, but where we're going in the future.
Okay. Now, you had mentioned that you are looking at some new verticals. Can you give us an idea of what some of those might be?
Well, you know, right now we're taking into consideration because the trade shows that we go to, there's a lot of cost involved there. So we're really looking to streamline that. As far as our doctors are concerned, we have a huge database of doctors, that currently sell our product, that have sold our product. So we're really kind of pulling it back and using our database as a new vertical. for a lot of those accounts that have not been touched on for quite a while, we're looking to revisit those. And, you know, this way it's more of a warm situation as opposed to a cold situation trying to introduce our product. And really we're focusing on our customer service, and we're focusing on making sure the knowledge that we can relay is the most accurate and the most supportive knowledge that we can give.
Okay. You know, again, I try to gear some of these questions for our listeners. So I have a question that just came into my head that I don't actually have written down here in front of me. You have developed a line of products that seem to work, to be successful. You obviously drive your business or part of your business from reorders, obviously. When you make a presentation to a new doctor, let's say, to try your product, I'm kind of curious as to what would be a negative response for a doctor. If you have a great product, you're clearly one of the leaders in the industry, your product works, you could prove that it works, why would a doctor not take it into his office and try to present it to his patients?
Well, that's a great question, and I run into that problem every single day. Primarily, doctors are doctors. They're not salespeople. And, you know, a lot of doctors have a hard time taking on that responsibility of, you know, buying wholesale, selling retail, or referring or something like that. So that's one. That's one obstacle that we have to overcome. Two, it's product knowledge. We have a number of different products. We get questions all the time. Why do you have so many products? And it's really to qualify the patient, right? Sometimes they are predisposed to macular degeneration through genetics because someone in their family had it. But they don't have it yet. Well, we have a product that you can take more as a preventative. Okay, did I answer your question?
Yeah, I was just curious why doctors would not want to make this product available to their patients.
Right. And you know, the other big one is price. You know, because they feel like, just believe it or not, there's a lot of doctors out there who just tell their patients, you know, hey, just go to Walmart and pick up some lutein. The problem with that is, that lutein is not standard of care, and doctors can actually run into a legal issue if that patient goes and buys something, and here this patient ends up going blind and ends up suing the doctor saying, hey, you told me to take this, and I went blind. Well, that doctor really doesn't have much of a leg to stand on, whereas if he were to recommend a product like ours or one that fits standard of care, he can honestly say that he did everything in his power to ensure that, you know, their vision would be, you know, protected.
Well, we don't want to go there.
No, but I just thought I'd throw that in.
Has MedUp ever considered using an MLM business model to expand its sales, multi-level marketing?
Well, we're actually we're currently looking into a lot of different things. I think for what we have now, we're not looking in that direction. We do have other product lines that it's still on the table. We're not really leaning towards that, but, you know, there's a lot to be said for, was it Lee Iacocca who said, I'd rather have 1% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of my own. Right? There's a lot to be said for that.
Okay. You know, we're winding up already to the end of our second segment. Would you like to give out MedOps website information?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Very simply, it's www.medop.com. You can go to our website. You can take a look at all of our products. Phone number's available on there. You can give me a call direct. My name is Ed, and I can go over anything with you. Everything else is pretty self-explanatory there. You can even order right through our website. You don't even have to give me a call to order.
Well, that's great. At some point in the near future, I would like to extend an offer to Dr. Horton, the company's founder, to be interviewed on this show. I don't know if he would have an interest in that, but I certainly would love to get his perspective, not only as a doctor, but as a small business owner trying to develop a business over the last 25 years in this country, and, you know, asking him questions about what challenges he has had in trying to build his business. Is that something you think he might be interested in?
I actually touched on that with him, and he said he definitely was interested. So hopefully we can get you guys together and get some more good information out there.
Okay, great. You know, Ed, I want to thank you for being on the show today, telling us all about MedOp and its products. I'm sure I'll be talking to you off the air pretty soon. I want to thank you for your time. So I do need to move on. We're going to take a short break here. When we come back, we are going to talk about setting up small businesses and picking partners, but especially the kind of partners you should not pick. We will be right back. This is TalkZone.